So to get a setting of where we are at, in our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Peter and the other disciples have just went through their Pentecost experience, something that we're going to go through in just a few weeks here. And they have been filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and they go out to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. And we hear what happens when Peter does that. People are going like, oh my goodness, what must I do to receive what you promise? And of course, Peter then says, well, okay, it's easy. All you have to do is follow Jesus. All you have to do is give up those sinful things in your life and begin to follow the path of the one who saves, the one who brings eternal life, Jesus Christ. And we hear that there were some 3,000 people baptized that day. So the question becomes is, why did they believe Peter? Why did they believe him? He went out there and he just talked. And why did they believe him? And the simple answer to that is because Peter was not speaking with his own voice. Peter was speaking with the voice of the Good Shepherd. Peter knew the voice of Jesus, knew what Jesus taught and what he did, the actions that he lived in his life here on earth, the action and the reality of the resurrection of Jesus, Jesus' coming for forgiveness and mercy, and receiving the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, he now speaks with the voice of Jesus. He doesn't speak with his own voice, he speaks with the voice of the Good Shepherd. And of course, if we believe that, and we believe that we are all created in the image and likeness of God, then we have somewhere within us that call to follow the voice of God. No matter how much stuff we pile on it, we have that response within us to seek and follow the voice of God, to seek goodness and holiness and blessedness and all of the things that God is, mercy, compassion, gentleness, all the things that God is, we have that within us that desires to follow that. Even when we pile a bunch of stuff, sin, ugliness, hatred, violence, all that stuff on us, there is something within each of us that God calls forth as the Good Shepherd. That voice that draws us out of our own selves into the sacrificial service, the sacrificial love, the sacrificial blessing of being a companion on the journey with Jesus Christ. Good enough. So how do we get there? Well, we're already partway there because we've already began listening. We've already began doing those works of God's mercy. And of course, though, we're not done yet. No one should ever sit there and say, "Whoop! I got this Christian thing down. I'm done." Right? That's not Jesus' call. Jesus' call is, take up your cross and follow me. Not just once, not just twice, but daily. That's what he says to the disciples. That's what he says to us. Take up your cross and follow me. Hear my voice. Hear my voice. And where do we hear the voice of God today in our lives? Where do we hear the voice of God today in our lives? If you're married, look at your spouse. Really, no, look at your spouse. Okay? You should hear the voice of God coming out of them daily. Also the cross, but yeah, the voice of God. Okay? Parents, look at your children. You should hear the voice of God coming out of your children daily. Children, look at mom and dad. You should hear the voice of God coming out of them daily. And even if you have an older brother or sister or a younger brother or sister, You should hear the voice of God coming out of them daily. That is how God speaks to us. Yes, every once in a while we will have that mystical moment where we hear the voice of God profoundly and clearly speaking through us that vibrates through our whole body, that we know that God is calling us to something very important, very special in life. But 99.9% of the time, if you look around this church, if you go out into the world and you see another person standing there, God will speak through them. And that's why we have to know the voice of the Good Shepherd. Not only that we can hear that voice being spoken to us, but like St. Peter, we want to be able to speak that voice. We don't want to sit there and say, I only want to hear. No, we also are called to proclaim, to evangelize, to call others to the baptism of the Lord, to call others back to the faith they've forgotten, to call others to this communion, this meal of heaven and earth, this sacrifice where we receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, not because we can say it really fast, but because it's true, because it's real, because it is life-giving. And as Jesus said at the very end of the gospel passage today, it is abundant. And that's how Jesus, that's how God the Father wants us to live our lives. In abundant love, in abundant mercy, in abundant care, in abundant compassion. Not just a little bit, but a lot. More than we think we're capable of. And yet, when God's with us and when we speak the voice of God, we understand that we can go even farther, even deeper, even into places where we would not ever think we would want to go, where we are scared to go, where we just don't want to be. And yet God calls us even to there with the voice of the Good Shepherd because we hear the cry of the poor. We hear the voice of God. And as our choir talked about at the beginning of Mass, we hear that by serving others in the ministry of life. That's why we call this Good Shepherd Sunday, where we call forth and ask people to pray for young men and women who may have a vocation to the priesthood of the consecrated religious life, that may have a vocation to serve God in these special ministries, these special vocations, to look out and see our friends and neighbors and say, that young lady, there's something about her. I'm going to pray for her vocation, that she hears the voice of God through my prayers, through my words and actions, the possibility of life in abundance. Or that young man, he might make a good priest one day. Let me pray for him and let me encourage him in that life of holiness. Yes, most will not go to the priesthood or the convent. I can promise you that. God wants lots of babies too. But it is that reality that we are called to seek out those and pray for them. And let them know that we are praying for them, to be positive influences on their lives by being the voice of God, by being the work of God, by being the hand of God for them. And of course, if you're not called to the priesthood or the consecrated religious life, but you have a beautiful singing voice, we call you to choir, right? That's the ministry that we're all called to participate in. Not the choir, but being called forth and serving one another in that life and the holiness of God's grace. So as we listen and participate in this Eucharistic feast, let us hear the voice of the Good Shepherd calling us to this place of blessing, to this foot of this altar, where we become what we receive, and we proclaim it to all the world.